Hey, shout out to you for listening to Bombcast here, the Adam Bomb Show. Stuff that we post up that we didn't play the entire thing on the radio, but I want you guys to get a feel for what it's like to go backstage with Fall Out Boy. We caught up with them on their tour. They were in Phillips Arena in Atlanta, Georgia. We got to go back to the dressing room. I'll tell you something, it's not glamorous backstage at all. It's like brick walls, a lot of security, and just bleh. Although, the catering's pretty awesome, and in the case of Fall Out Boy, their catering was amazing. They wouldn't let me near their food, but I got Pete and Patrick backstage. This is on their latest tour, the Mania Tour, with Fall Out Boy backstage in the dressing room on the Adam Bomb Show.
All right, always good to be in another dressing room with Pete and Patrick from Fall Out Boy. How are things, guys?
Good.
Marvelous. Better than me, probably, right now, yeah. How cool is it to be back on a big arena tour? Because when I walked in, man, the hugeness of being an arena tour, I can't imagine what it's like for you guys.
It's pretty wild. I mean, it's a chance for us to do, like, the biggest version of the show, you know, which is fun.
Yeah, arenas are really fun because you get to, what you're capable of doing in an arena is just very neat because there's just the scaffolding, there's, like, the lights, there's just things you can't do in any other venue.
How long do you guys prepare for a big tour like this? How long does it actually take you guys to get ready before you want to go out on the road just so it looks right and sounds right?
Months and months, and still the first couple shows, usually there's...
Don't sound so green.
Stuff. Well, the show's big, so there's, like, a lot of moving parts, you know, and a lot of, like, it's just a big show.
Have you guys ever gone back and looked at one of your first tours and been like, wow, I remember that, or wow, we've come a long way, things like that?
Yeah, I saw a video not too long ago of one of our shows in, like, you know, a club show or whatever, and it's just so many levels of things where it's like... Why did my guitar sound like that? Why did, you know, like, even before you get into, like, the, like, how, you know, because we were not the best band when we were younger. I think we had to learn it a little bit, you know. So it's just hilarious, let alone the, you know, like, the, like, oh, yeah, I could, like, move around on stage or, like, maybe interact with people or whatever. You know, all those things that you learn over time, you know.
Patrick and Pete from Fall Out Boy on the Adam Bomb Show. One thing I saw, and this just came to me, you know, meeting with fans, doing it a long time. How cool is it to still, do you still get butterflies when you're doing meet and greets like that out there? Fans are coming up to you. Fans are reacting the way they do to your stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really get butterflies, but, like, maybe it means a lot because, you know, like, a lot of this is, like, you don't sleep great on the bus and you're traveling and you get homesick, and it means a lot when people say that, you know, like, that the music's more, like, that it's more than just, like, you know, like, that it's helped them, or, like, you know, like, that is appreciated anytime it's said.
Yeah, okay. So let's talk about this now. New single coming out, Hold Me Tight or Don't. Let's talk about first the title. Because it's kind of a little, you know, could be misleading. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know. I think it's just kind of in keeping with our thing. You know, we have a certain kind of sarcasm that we, you know, you just know when it's one of our songs.
I like it because my therapist was like, you got to stop saying, like, kinda and, like, or don't, because it's, like, not really owning.
Or whatever.
Not really owning the thing.
Right.
And I was like, perfect. I'm going to make a whole song that's, like, basically just that.
Okay, you guys have had, over the years, you know, playing your records on the air, your titles are the most unique of any band out there. Who actually comes up with the final title? Is it a group decision?
Usually it's a group decision, or sometimes I'll go rogue and make a decision, and then...
Yeah, that stopped happening, though, for, like, some of the earlier records, it was definitely, like, I would get the album, and I'd flip it over and be like, what? What song is that? You know, but you go rogue a little bit less now. Now you usually kind of let me, I'm very grateful you let me know a little bit.
I love it. Guys, appreciate you doing this with me. Adam Bomb here, Patrick and Pete, Fall Out Boy, backstage for the tour. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.